AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators say the man suspected of burning ballot drop boxes in Oregon and Washington State is an experienced metal worker and may be planning additional attacks. No arrests have been made in the Pacific Northwest. President Biden had something to say yesterday about supporters of Donald Trump.
Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. And they mean it, even though without question, my supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lion Kamala.
Biden and the White House rushed to explain.
He was not calling Trump supporters garbage, which is why he put out. This is why he wanted to make sure that we put out a statement that clarified what he meant and what he was trying to say.
Karine Jean-Pierre says the president was talking about the rhetoric on stage at a rally in New York and not Trump's supporters themselves. Kamala Harris says she strongly disagrees with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
I am sincere in what I mean. When elected president of the United States, I will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me, and address their needs and their desires.
Republicans have seized on Biden's comments. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops wearing Russian uniforms and carrying Russian equipment are moving toward Ukraine.
This is a violation of the UN security agreement. So this is pretty serious.
The U.S. and South Korea say some of the North Korean troops are heading to Russia's Kursk region on the border with Ukraine, where the Kremlin forces have struggled to push back a Ukrainian incursion. Austin says the North Koreans will likely be involved in combat. Stocks finished lower. The Dow down 91 points. This is AP News. As winter approaches, people prone to seasonal depression can feel it in their bodies and in their brains. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a form of clinical depression. University of Vermont psychology researcher Kelly Rowan says the end of daylight saving time is a really big trigger for a lot of people with winter depression.
They tend to come out of the work for that first time on Monday, and it's suddenly dark, which was not the case the Friday before.
Scientists are learning how specialized cells in your eyes affect mood and alertness. There are treatments for SAD, including antidepressants and bright light therapy.
Try to get outside as much as possible. There's plenty of light to be had in the wintertime. You just have to dress appropriately.
Rowan says people with SAD, but not at the level of full-blown major depression, should try as much as possible to stay in your routines. And that includes a regular sleep schedule. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.